I'll sing it.
A one, a two, a one, two, three. Two old dads.
But we're really just two old dads. And we're really just two new dads going through it together. Together, together.
Perfect.
I think good. You think so? That was good.
Yeah, let's go with it.
No, why? That you coughed.
Hacking. I hacked a lung right out of the gates. I didn't clear my throat. And it...
What's up?
Good job, Joe. Oh, yeah. Now you're turning yellow and blue.
Yeah, we're doing it on a Zoom call, and I keep turning yellow. I think there's not enough light, so it's like changing to show me as yellow. I'm gold. Or maybe it's just the ghost that's in this room.
Veruca Salt.
You know. Veruca, sweetheart. I bought you all the chocolate. Violet, you're turning violet, Violet.
Oh, it was Violet that ate that. Wait, who ate the gum that made her?
Oh, Violet.
Oh, that was Violet? I was thinking that was Veruca.
No, Veruca Salt is the worst child on the planet.
Okay.
She was.
That's right. My bad.
What do you get when you guzzle down sweets? Eating as much as an elephant eats. Guys, we're clearly welcome to the show. Welcome everybody to New Old Dads again, episode 10. And what an episode to have, because this week I and Carrie are officially halfway. Oh, we're halfway there. Living on a prayer.
I watched a movie with Bon Jovi in it yesterday. He dazzled me.
Bedazzled. So we're halfway, Patrick. You're at 23 weeks. We're
two
really
thirds. Two thirds, right?
Yep. Two thirds. No, two thirds.
Yeah, it's two thirds.
No, two.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it is actually. You're right. No, six, wait.
6 months.
Two thirds.
6 months at week 23, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, but you remember, it's not 9 months, by the way.
According
it's 40 weeks.
Culp,
oh, yeah.
The author of We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook, we're two-thirds of the way. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it, pal.
All right. I'll take it. So why don't we start off, everybody? Let's give them some advice, and then we'll go into what's been going on this week with our ladies and the babies. And what we've learned. So why don't we kick it off with our boy Adrian, who's, as we always read from his book. So go listen to it, or go read it, go buy it, and go listen to it.
Or listen to it, right? I'm sure there's an audio book. Hey, yeah. By the way, I've got a great tip for you and all our listeners. If you're like me, and when you read, you become tired for whatever the reason.
My whole life.
When I read, I get tired, which is,
oh my gosh, me too.
Cool, going to bed. The other day, it was a business book, but I read a business book, and while I was reading it, I listened to the audio tape, and it was word for word. It was unbelievable, dude.
Let me get this right, Patrick. You were reading and listening at the same time.
Correct. Yeah. Genius. It was word for word. You know, like I said, it was a business book, so there wasn't any fluff or anything like that in the audio production, and it was amazing, dude. I didn't get tired. It was just really... And it flowed, and I feel like I remember it better. It's kind of trippy.
What? Dude, that's insane. Yeah. I've never heard that, but that's genius. I mean, it makes complete sense. So I'm currently listening to a book called Talking to Strangers by Malcolm Gladwell, and I love audiobooks. And, like, I have a friend of mine, and he's my one of my managers at work, and he's like, he doesn't listen to podcasts. He doesn't listen to audiobooks. He just reads. And I'm like you, dude. I fall asleep, man. I can't keep my eyes, and then I lose my place. I have to go back. Yeah. If I'm listening to an audiobook, I'm getting all the information that's truthful, aka researched, in a book, and then I'm also getting to be able to be hands free and go do stuff with my day. I'm like killing two birds with one stone. To me, sitting down and reading a book. I mean, I get it. You know, if you're on vacation, okay. But yeah. I'm not here to relax, man. Life's life. I gotta go. Don't be tying me down with words. Listen to them.
You are 100% that guy for sure. And I'm the same way. And it's been my entire life, basically. I can remember when I was a kid getting tired when I'd read. And so it more or less turned into a nighttime thing, right? Go to bed, pick up your book, and read for a chapter or two, then bam, you're asleep.
But do you remember it?
So it kind of turned into a sedative. You know, good question. I just feel like I remember more when I did both. It was just kind of odd. It's not like I heard this from anybody or, you know, hey, got a tip for it. So I was sitting out on my porch and I was like, yeah, let's try this out. It's, you know, it's pretty cool.
I think it also has to do with, like, when we were growing up, my mom always read to us and my dad would always read to us when we're going to bed. Or maybe it's almost like Pavlov's dogs, like, oh, it's reading, it's time for sleep, you know.
Right.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Give it a shot. Great tip.
Thank you so much. Yeah, give it a shot. All right, let's hear about week 23. What does Adrian say about week 23? Since, and don't read it too long because then our listeners are gonna pass out.
Right. Hey Joe, I'm gonna cover week 20 and 23. Okay. I'm gonna cover your week just, you know, for continuity's sake. I'll read from week 20 if you're okay with that.
Please do. No, we're gonna start doing that for the rest of the time because it just makes it easier. You're the book guy, and I'll be the host.
Okay, you're the color guy.
Guy. I'm the color guy.
Book quotes. Okay, like Joe said, week 20, halfway there, right? And I'm looking at my book that I'm reading, and I made notes for week 20. And if you remember, man, this was when we talked about the hydronephrosis, the kidney thing, right? And just a quick update, if I may, on the last ultrasound that Angie had, just as a reminder, week 20 for us, we had an ultrasound and we found out that the tube feeding one of her kidneys was narrow. So one of the kidneys was growing faster than the other, which as is right now, not a huge deal. If it's that way after birth, they have to go in and perform a procedure, basically have to widen that tube, right? More of a pathway, more data. So more data can get through, Joe, the pipeline.
Come on.
Anyway, sorry. Anyway.
No, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. So she had her last ultrasound she had, which was Friday of last week. The feedback that we got was that the second one was growing faster. So still smaller, but growing at a rate in which it might be able to catch up. I don't know. It's a race. It's a race, Joe. We're from Indianapolis. Everything's about a race here.
Hey, is it August yet?
Right.
For the first time in 110 years or whatever the hell, how many times is 100, more than 100. It's like 105 or something. They're having it in August. They've never done it before. It's always been Memorial Day.
It's going to get canceled, man. I hate to say
it. No, it's not going to get canceled. It's just not going to have any fans.
I got tickets. Yeah.
You did? You got tickets?
Yes. I got tickets to the Sweet 16, Elite 8. When they're here at Indianapolis, I got tickets to the Indy 500, and the damn COVID-19 is going to steal both from me.
Oh my God. I feel so bad for you, Patrick, because literally Indianapolis was going to have the most dope 3 years ever in this city's history, and COVID fucked
up. I know.
Up.
Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable, but we're going to have the best year because we're having girls. So.
Amen. Yes. That's a positive spin. Back to week 20. So week 20, 10 inches long, as long as a banana.
Wait, say it again.
10 inches long, and measure that out, dude. Measure it out sometime. And then look at your wife's belly and go, how in the world is that there right now? And the only reason I can say that is we're 11 inches at week 23, and we did that this last weekend. And Angie, you know, she's a tiny little girl, right? But she measured out the 11 inches, and we were just like, holy cats, really? That can't get much longer. It's not gonna work. So anyway,
it's quite
a visual if you measure it out in front of you.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And then they talked about choosing baby names
Adrian's behind again on us.
Yes,
we're way ahead of
everybody.
The game.
What your baby's name is going to be, Joe?
Violet. You're turning violet.
No, mine is.
I know,
mine's Violet. What's yours?
I think we've talked about it. Right now, it's currently Gia Elizabeth Melillo, but we will see if little Gia. We keep calling her Gia, and plus, I love that her initials would be Gem, G-E-M, ooh. Gem. She'd be our little Gem. I don't know. We'll see. But if she comes out and she's just like not a Gia, we won't. We'll change the name.
Yeah,
we have a couple names that we really really like, but maybe not. Maybe I'm just lying to you guys so that there's no. There's no. You can't say anything. Yeah, it's Gia. Oh, and whether you like it or not, like then you won't tell me your opinion,
right?
Because the real name is really what we want. So
yeah. Or, well, I can't. I'm pretty sure
we have hidden.
I hope I didn't put you in a tight spot there, mister.
You kind of did, but you know.
I did? I didn't mean to.
Well, I don't know how many listeners. I mean, frankly, this podcast is for people, men, who are going through pregnancy for the first time. This isn't necessarily for my family. I don't think my family's listening. If they hear me right now and they call me or text me and they say, you know, the number 55, right? Or they, because that's going to be my little code word right now for everybody listening who's my family. If you're out there and you're listening to me and you're my family, text me the number 55. Guarantee I'm not going to get any texts. Not even my mom. Nobody listens to this. It's just for men who are having babies for the first time. That's why we're doing it.
Text me 911. There's a good tip too. Hey, tip number two. If you're out, you know, if you're busy like you are, like I am, out running around all times of the day trying to, you know, in the name of activity. Angie, who's home right now, primarily because of, you know, the pandemic, is calling me a lot, and that's fine. That's cool, right? And I want, but I can't always pick up. I just can't. And so I said, hey, listen, babe, if you ever are in a tight spot and you absolutely need me to pick up, text me 911. So there you go.
Text her 911. I love that rule.
Yes. Yeah. I do it at work too. So yeah, if you really need me, text me 911.
Listen, unless it's 911, don't call me.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding. 911, Patrick, and you call, and it's like, there is a mouse. That's acceptable. 911, Patrick, she's having problems with her stomach. Of course, acceptable.
Totally. Yeah, it's right. It's gotta be.
911. She can't find her.
Did I tell you that she called me because there was a mouse?
Yeah, that's why I said it.
I was like, did you just bring that up out of nowhere? Good call, dude.
No, I have great memory. I just know you very well.
Really do. All right, week 23, and then we're gonna talk about daycare. Yes.
Oh yeah, let's talk about daycare because we've been going through that. So
yes, daycare and
also how the girls are doing in general. But
the that's girls, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, actually, let's cover that first before we cover daycare. After we talk about week 23, which
great.
Is
great. Keep us on track, Patrick. Keep us on track, pal.
2 days from now.
Because we're halfway there. Okay, so
we're 2/3 there. So the chapter is, and I'm going to start with this because what is, the chapter is called Packing on the Pounds. And it's twofold. The meaning's twofold. Number one, your wife or the mother-to-be will be packing on pounds about this time, which I can say is happening. And along those same lines, the baby is starting
careful,
to really
pack. Careful.
That's why I brought up the chapter, dude. I can get away with it if the chapter is called that.
It's real info. She's packing on pounds.
You stick with me, kid. You'll go a long way.
Okay, got it there, new old dad.
And so the baby, same situation. The baby is in this state that they're really going to start packing on the pounds. So what he says is the skin, and often at this point in the pregnancy, is very loose because it's prepping for weight to be added, fat to be added. And so I have this picture of little Violet in there, right? Like a little prune, like my fingertips after being in the lake for 5 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the other part of it is the baby's lungs are developing apparently in week 23, so they can breathe outside of the womb. And then heartburn. Heartburn's kicking in, which is
for spot. Angie.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. She can barely swallow it.
Oh.
An acid tablet.
Oh, that sucks. I hate heartburn.
Yeah, she's getting it pretty good. So anyway, yeah, she's. Anyway, yeah. So there you are. Week 20. Week 23. Let's transition to the girls, and I'll talk about Angie first since we're already talking about her. Yeah, the heartburn's really kicked in for her this last week. She has never ever taken any kind of antacid since I've known her. And she called me the other day and she's like, oh my, and I pop them like, you know, like they're Tic Tacs. And she called me and asked if there, you know, if there's any antacid around. And literally, dude, I carry a bottle of antacid tablets around in my backpack, which is my briefcase. And so normally I don't have any at home. But the last time that I went to the grocery store which would have been a weekish ago, I picked up two bottles. One, because I read the book. That's what it said. It said, this is coming up. So I read the book and I was hero, because there was a bottle of antacid for her to access when she needed it the most. So there
you go. Way to go, Patrick. What a killer move.
Freaking listen, Adrian's been about 95% on for the most part. Right.
Love it.
Last week I called him out on, you know, some timing that was a little bit off with the sickness, but aside from that, he's been spot on.
Well, you know, sickness can be, not every pregnancy is the same. So
yes, please update us on Carrie.
Okay. So Carrie is doing just fine. Her feet are starting to hurt really, really bad. Mm-hmm. She's been, you know, she walks around a lot and she's always on her feet. I know that that's been for 20 weeks. I don't know. The swelling is light at the end of the day from what she's telling me. But the baby itself, Devin is starting to feel the baby. So it's really fun. And this is what we talk about a lot on this podcast, is that not only is it what I'm going through and what you're going through, but also Devin gets to be a part of this in a way. So more than a way. I mean, he's taking care of his mama. He's being a cool little 9-year-old. He's on his way back to school on Wednesday. He's going into school despite COVID.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's going to be wearing a mask. Because all the research is saying that these kids can't get that sick. These little kids can't get that sick. And if they get sick, they'll recover pretty quickly. As opposed to maybe people with pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. So still got to be very, very careful. We'll probably, you know, wash his clothes when he gets home right away.
Yeah.
You know, have a school outfit and then a home outfit that way. If there's any COVID on them, I don't know how this thing works.
Well, so, and you know, the thing about it real quick, I'm sorry to interrupt you, dude. He's learned some good habits. I got to assume that, you know, hygiene is going to be of the utmost focus at school. Well, like any public place right now. So, I mean, I've never washed my hands so much, you know?
Yeah, I know. I probably washed my hands more this year than I've washed my whole life.
Goodness.
Just, I mean, I get it. You know, you're supposed to wash your hands every day, but like not like now I'm doing it like 17 times before I walk out the door at work. So yeah, she's doing much better in terms of the feel, like her feelings. So she's definitely, all the sickness is gone. She's really kicking butt with her pre-meds. No. What's that?
I don't know what you're trying to say. I'm just going to lay
prenatals. Prenatals.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prenatals. I had to laugh. Sorry, guys. Yeah, so she's still taking those, you know. She's a super, I know they say like girls, when you're having a girl, the moms are usually like, they have bad skin, it's dry, but she looks gorgeous, dude.
Oh, she does.
I mean, my wife is insanely hot. I mean, mm-hmm. I love when she's just gorgeous in all ways. So, I was just like, you know, she's not feeling the hottest, but to me, I mean, she's glowing, yo.
Oh yeah.
So,
yeah.
She's doing really well. And, I think that's basically it. Other than there's no, like I said, no more morning sickness. I'm trying to think at night. It's the feet right now. It's her swelling and the feet is big time. So there you go. So
actually it's painful for her.
Just this. Yeah. Yeah. Like she's having pain in her feet. Huh. But that's because she always walks around barefoot, and we have a lot of hardwood floors and marble and stuff other than upstairs. And when she's downstairs, you know, doing work, because she's working from home.
Got it. Right. Right. Yeah. Huh.
Okay. And then I got some tips for you. Let's talk about, guys, if you haven't thought about it already and you're listening to this podcast and your wife is 20 to 23 weeks pregnant, go figure out two things: your daycare and how you're going to pay for that. Yeah. Where is this kid going to be? Because you obviously got to work. All of us got to work. What the heck are we going to do, Patrick?
I would be absolutely up a river without Angie. I wouldn't have, if it hadn't been for her.
And thank God you're not pregnant.
Thinking of this, or her reading it and retaining it early on. You would have said that right there, and I would have went, oh shit, Joe, I wasn't even thinking about that. She's all over that, and you are right, man.
They come out crawling and eating, right? They come out crawling and eating.
Yeah.
Potty trained. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Then I wouldn't need these. The diapers.
A diaper there. I like it.
We've already got diapers.
Are you in the? You're in the nursery right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, we're in the nursery right now.
Sure. But man, you couldn't be more right. That's probably the best piece of advice that we can give right now, and that is be ahead of that.
Please.
Holy cats. I mean, we have
like some people. Real quick, sorry to interrupt. No, now we're even. some people have been reserving their spot, before they're pregnant. What the fuck?
Before
is
they
that?
Even start and try. Yeah.
They're like, we'll just move it back.
I'm hearing more and more of these stories of people like that, and good for them. I mean, great planning, where they're, you know, reserving a spot before they're even starting to try to have kids.
Not to mention, how do you know where's, you know, you hear horror stories all the time about places. We're not saying that every place is like that, but I feel like 50-50 shot your kid isn't going to a good place. Honestly, a 50-50 shot.
I don't like those odds.
And like, thank God Carrie has some insight with Devin, because she had some horror stories. She found one day Devin came home hitting, and she was like, what is this? Where did he learn this? Sure enough, the daycare person was hitting the kids.
Oh.
So she took him out. There's another time where like, it was just like, she dropped in and it was like bad news. And she's like, oh, you're out of here. And she was good on her, because she is a mama bear. She'll rip their damn heads off. But instead, Carrie just like takes him out. Like, she's like pissed, but she'll take him out. So she had two really bad experiences, or three really bad experiences. I got to ask her about it. Maybe we'll talk about it next time. But the one place we did find is a Lutheran church. They have cute little concerts, like little concerts for Devin. I actually went to a couple because I met Devin when he was four. So he was still in kindergarten and preschool. And then the thing about it is we can only find 3 days. The only slot available is Monday, Wednesday, Friday right now for Gia. So 2 days a week, what are we going to do? Right. Man. They said, wait on a waiting list.
That's straight up dilemma right there.
And what about you guys? What are we thinking?
So again, she's, thank God for her. She's taken on.
Yeah, 100%. We've established this, that you would be nowhere without Angie.
Right. So I'm like, I don't know, Joe. No, that's not true. She's been given some suggestions by Carrie and Brooke.
Yeah.
Two of her friends that are pregnant. And, in both, well, at least in the follow-up she did with Brooke's lead, if you will, daycare lead.
Yeah. It's an investigation.
They're booked out forever. And so we're trying to, you know, considering some alternate routes, that we can talk about some other time. But it's a search in motion as we speak as to what we're going to do that way.
So right now we're just going to pray about it and hopefully it works out. But in general, which it will, but in general, Carrie can either stay home 2 days, which I think can work with her work, but who knows? I mean, she's got to ask. You can go out and hire a nanny to do it, or you can put them with family and friends. But we don't have any family, and frankly, our friends probably have they got other kids they got to worry about.
Yeah,
I'm worried about Gia.
Yeah, so, we're in the same boat. You guys are that way.
Now, here's kind of the second half of this conversation, guys. If you're listening, think about the money on what it would cost to have your wife or you, because frankly, if she's making more money, she should probably stay working. And also, we read the book, Crib Sheet, I think it's called. It's a book called Crib Sheet. And it's an audio book that Carrie and I listened to. And she wanted me to listen to this one chapter about whether or not a parent should stay at home. And I said this tip before, that the kid is actually better off. The best results are from kids who have parents that one works part-time and one works full-time. That's preferably good. The father working full-time and the mother working part-time from home, right? Or part-time in general. So that's one thing. Now, that's not saying that two parents working, the kid's really bad, and one parent not working and one parent working, the kid is going to be great. That's in the middle. It's variable. It's very much a variable. Like it kind of doesn't really matter. It just depends on that specific child. Anyway,
gotcha.
When you look at the math, this is how you do the math. take the money that she would make. So like for us, it's like, you know, I'm not going to get a real number. It's like, you know, $15,000, right? Mm-hmm. So the cost of, well, I know for a fact that daycare or the childcare is $1,000 a month. So that's 12 grand right off the bat. So unless she's taken home at least two thirds more, three times that, is it worth it for her to leave the baby with someone else and basically just be paying for childcare by working? It's just something to keep in mind if you want to do the math.
Because I'm sure there's got to be thousands of situations where, you know, it's a complete wash. The expense washes out any gain at all. You know what I mean? And you start figuring in all the other little things and it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Well, the book, that's what that book Crib Sheet was talking about. So go listen to that. It was definitely a help. And it's all free in the library. All that's these cool. audiobooks I'm listening to are free on the library app.
Super cool. Did you read it and listen to it at the same time?
That's called a callback. Nice Next job. Time. Calling Next it back time. All the way back to the beginning of the podcast. Way to go. No. Callback. I don't know, guys. This childcare stuff is tough going.
Totally. It tough is. Going. But it's easier if you just let your wife deal with it, Joe. I'm kidding, Angie, if you're listening.
Patrick, if I were Angie, I would have slapped you.
I know. That's why I said I'm kidding.
Yeah, it took you a while.
She really has. She's taken ownership of that.
I'm good at building stuff.
All right, what are you going to build?
Well, you know, we built the snoo. I did this dresser that I'm sitting on. We're doing we're going to wallpaper the wall behind me. We're gonna make already. Her room is really, really cute. It's really fun.
You build the dresser; she's all over it. She's buying a lot of stuff too. I don't know if you want to talk about that this episode. We can always wait till next.
Do you want to talk about that?
At some point, I think it. You know, just for therapy sake for me, I'd like to talk.
I really don't think the girls listen to this either. I don't think our own wives don't listen to this podcast.
I don't think she does.
Podcast network. We don't even get listens.
I know. That's, you know.
It's for us. You know this is just for you.
What is it? It's for our kids, Joe. It's already been decided. It's for our girls.
Horseplay leads to no play, Violet. Horseplay leads to no play, Violet.
I love it, bro.
Well, listen, we got a couple of things coming up this week. I don't know if I'm going to see you. You know, we do have Devin this weekend, so we might see you. Okay. Be a nice – we did see you this weekend. We saw you this Saturday. We hung out for like late.
Yeah, I know. We were up till 1:30, buddy. I was shocked. I really was.
We had fun. I mean, that train game, Ticket to Ride, folks. Oh, dope game.
It's a great game.
I kicked everybody's ass the second round because once I got the strategy, I was in. I know exactly.
Well, I remember it, but that's fine.
It's all about those damn ticket cards. I know. Ticket to Ride. If you get a good ticket, You're good. If you get two tickets that interconnect. God, I wonder how many people.
There's a lot of games within that game, dude. I love it
because you can always there's like five games within the game, and then you got to read other people's game. Anyway, we're not going to do this on this podcast. Yeah.
It's a fun game.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a really good fun time, and I know the girls did too. So I hope everybody's doing well. If you have any comments or questions, please reach out to us on the New Old Dads Podcast Facebook page, New Old Dads Podcast on Facebook. And as always, Patrick, I love when you end it, and I can see it on your face. Are you going to – you got something? Are you getting nervous?
You can see it on my
– Yeah, do you got anything today? Did you write something down?
I did not write something down. I'm in my office. I think this is the only second or third time we've gone remote like this. We've been able to get together pretty much the majority of the time. So I'm sitting in my my office, and you know, I'm a sales guy. I got all these little, you know, motivational quotes and those types of things. And I got one sitting right in front of me that I think is spot on in work and in life in many ways. And it's just a quote that says, "Meet them where they are." Meet them where they are, Joe.
Meet them where they are. I'll give you one.
Where they are.
My grandfather, when I played baseball, my grandma and grandpa used to come. They're Italian. And they used to come by and they watch me. And they would say, "Joey, when you see the ball, meet the ball. Hit the ball, meet the ball.
Meet the ball."
Like a big meatball. But for you, What is it again, Patrick? Let's end it. Let's end
meet
it on
them where they are.
Meet them where they are. Thank you so much, Patrick. We love you, dude.
Thank you.